Unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about him.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all,
y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday over the airwaves of Sirius XM. Mad Dog Sports Radio. Number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. Once again, that's 888-623-3646. Got a jam-packed show coming your way today. A lot of NBA talk today, no doubt about it. J.J. Redick goes off on his team, the Los Angeles Lakers. Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Bucks. The friction just continues to grow and grow and grow. And a sort of expose piece written by ESPN's very own Shams Charania, the ultimate NBA insider, about what's going on with the Milwaukee Bucks. He'll be on the show at 30 minutes past the hour. Of course, head coach for the Charlotte Hornets, Mr. Charles Lee, will be on the show as well because they're doing some big things. He's done a hell of a job. I'm so glad he's going to be on the show for a few minutes. He's done a hell of a job, and I just had to take a few moments to give him his flowers. We didn't expect this from the Charlotte Hornets. I certainly didn't expect Konka Nipple to look this damn good. LaMelo Ball is balling out. Give a lot of credit where credit is due. They deserve all the credit in the world, and it's going to be real fun to talk to their coach for just a few minutes about what he's bringing to the table and what we can expect from the Charlotte Hornets moving forward. There's a lot to get into, and of course, there's always the issue to get to of the Boston Celtics. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going back and forth a little bit on this, not too much, but I want to say this. The Boston Celtics are the team to beat in the Eastern Conference. We just have to get that out the way. The Boston Celtics are the team to beat in the Eastern Conference. These brothers right now and what they have been doing are an Eastern Conference best 11-2 since March 14th. They're 13-2 since Jason Tatum has returned to the lineup after his Achilles tear last year in the playoffs against the Knicks. Jason Tatum, over his last six games, is averaging 25.3 points on 46% shooting and 38.5% from three-point range. 10.7 rebounds, 7.3 assists. This is Jason Tatum, who still ain't healthy. He's still not 100%. This is Jason Tatum, who's nowhere near 100%. This is Jason Tatum working his way back into the mix of things. And he is averaging 25, 10, and 7. That's what's going on with the Boston Celtics. And oh, by the way, Jaylen Brown, still an MVP candidate in the National Basketball Association, dropped 35 points and 9 rebounds last night and has scored 26 or more points in each of his last 10 games. The brother's special. And he's doing his thing. And the combination of those two things are what has had the Boston Celtics as perennial title contenders over the last 9 or 10 years. Where you got Jaylen Brown that has been to about 6 or 7 conference finals. And Jason Tatum that has been about 5 or 6 conference finals. 2 NBA finals appearances and an NBA championship. And in Brown's case, an NBA finals MVP. Why the hell should I look at anybody else in the Eastern Conference and think for 1 second that they're going to have a chance to beat the Boston Celtics? The Pistons, Cade Cunningham is down with the partially collapsed lung, although he'll be back. But how healthy is he going to be once he gets back? How rusty is he going to be? Is he going to be able to work off that rust in time to do the damage we anticipate the Detroit Pistons are going to do in the NBA playoffs? I don't know. Your secondary offensive option is pretty much Jalen Duren. This brother can ball. Big man, somebody I wanted the Knicks to draft, by the way, let's not forget that. But it didn't happen. Didn't happen. What I'm saying is, if you are in the Eastern Conference, unless you're a dominant big, like a Jokic, okay, or a healthy Joel Embiid, or in this day and age, a Wembanyama, yeah, Duren's going to give you your points and rebounds. He's going to be very effective and an all-star caliber player. But is that going to be enough for the Detroit Pistons to ward off the likes of a Boston Celtics team? I don't know. I doubt it. Cleveland, we know they're a liability defensively, and we know they're prolific offensively. It's hard to believe that they're a liability defensively when you got Allen and Mobley on your front line. I don't get that, but it is what it is with them. My point being that no matter what we say, in the end, what it comes down to, when you're looking at the Boston Celtics, highly motivated because they got bounced out by the Knicks last year. Jason Tatum back after an Achilles tear. Requisite pieces like Derek White and Peyton Pritchard and Kata as your new big man, and the way they've been balling, Boston looks like they can beat anybody. And I think that's something that we have to pay attention to. We can slice it any way we want to. We could dismiss it if we want to. But the reality is, it would be foolish for us to do that. If the playoffs were to begin today, here's the interesting part. The Hornets are the 9th seed. The Miami Heat are the 10th seed. The Orlando Magic are the 8th seed. The Philadelphia 76ers are the 7th seed. 76ers are a game back, along with the Magic, a game back of the Raptors as the 6th seed. Assuming things stand pat, the play-in game, the play-in tournament would consist of Philadelphia, Orlando, Charlotte, and Miami. Remember, the 9th and the 10th seed have to play each other. The winner of that game gets to compete against the loser of the 7th, 8th seed, which would be Philly or Orlando. Given the 9th seed an opportunity to move up to the 8th seed. That's what we're talking about here. So you're talking about a situation where if you're the Hornets, the likelihood is that you would go against the Pistons in the first round. Because the Celtics are 3 games out. Pistons are the number 1 seed in the Eastern Conference. But I'm looking at Boston. And it's like, who can't they beat? They can beat anybody. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call. That's 888-623-3646. Before Charles Lee, head coach for the Charlotte Hornets, comes on the show, I want to say this. J.J. Redick made some news. Because J.J. Redick, head coach for the Los Angeles Lakers, loses of 3 straight, 50-29 on the season, 21 games over 500, having dropped out of the 3rd seed after going 15-2 in the month of March, but losing Luka and Austin Reeves, and last night didn't have the services of LeBron James either, the Los Angeles Lakers were in a pinch. And there was no way in hell that they were not going to get annihilated by the Oklahoma City Thunder, arguably the best team in basketball, mostly agreed upon best team in basketball in most of our eyes. Nevertheless, J.J. Redick made some news because there was an altercation, some friction between him and Jared Vanderbilt, who he yanked from the game, called the timeout just to get his ass out the game. And then, of course, he went on the bench and they got into it again. And he had benched Rui Hachimura as well. Flat out said he wasn't doing his job. And J.J. Redick is ruffling feathers. Don't believe me? Listen to J.J. Redick post-game talking about the Lakers and their putrid performance last night against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Listen to this.
You know, I just called the early timeout because Rui didn't do his job. And so took him out of the game. We've got to find 9 guys that are like all in on us fighting.
What led to the exchange between you and Jared Vanderbilt early on in the second quarter?
The confluence of things. Again, it's, you know, not, again, nothing personal with him. Normal stuff from my end. I think for all of us, you know, being undermanned and we've got to scrap and claw. We've got to all be on the same page. We got to be great teammates. We got to all play hard. Called a timeout to get him out of the game, and he reacted. But again, normal interaction for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.J. Redick was 1,000% honest. Normal reaction from me. Now, on my day job, ESPN's First Take, every weekday morning from 10 a.m. to 12 noon Eastern Standard Time over the airways of ESPN. I pointed out that in some people's eyes, J.J. Redick is an asshole. Ladies and gentlemen, coming from me, I want to let you know that is not an insult. I'm an asshole. I can be an asshole. And I'm proud of it. Because we ain't suffering fools. We ain't playing games. J.J. Redick is the same dude as a coach that he is, that he was as an analyst, that he was as a play-by-play guy, whatever. He doesn't tolerate nonsense. He doesn't suffer fools. And you're going to do your job or else. He's going to call you out. I got no problems with it. I think he's doing a hell of a job. I think he was a candidate for coach of the year until these injuries happened. I think J.J. Redick has done a hell of a job. And I think the personality that you get from J.J. Redick is why Rob Pelinka and why Jeannie Buss hired him to be their head coach. And I think he's going to be a hell of a coach. And I think you give him the personnel, J.J. Redick can win a championship for you. He's that dedicated. He's that committed. He's that knowledgeable. He doesn't play. And he'll let you know exactly where he stands. I took Rui Hachimura out because he wasn't doing his job. Jared Vanderbilt, you ain't there for offense. You're averaging 4 points a game. We know who you are. The brother is a defensive wizard that gives you what he's got. He's about effort and defensive tenacity and stuff like that. But you can't be missing free throws. And you can't be missing defensive assignments. And J.J. Redick called the timeout to get him the hell up out the game and didn't apologize for it. Once upon a time, we respected that kind of honesty. And this ain't throwing no shade on Jared Vanderbilt. But once upon a time, we expected that honesty. And we wanted that accountability. J.J. Redick is giving it to you. And if that means he's an asshole, I assure you, he wears it proudly. I'm not insulting him. I'm supporting him. I know who J.J. Redick is. I worked with him. I got love for him. I respect the hell out of him. I really do. That man going to win you a championship, y'all. And you're talking to somebody that loved Darvin Ham. I wasn't happy that he was going as coach, the head coach of the Lakers. But I got love for J.J. Redick, too. He's a hell of a coach. And you want to think he's an asshole? He don't care. He trying to win. Remember that. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call. It's 888-623-3646. The one and only Charles Lee, head coach for the Charlotte Hornets. We're going to break because when we come back, he's up next. So don't go anywhere. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio.